Please welcome Sheikh Abbas Jaffa with the Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. I think I've been given about 20 minutes, but I will only use half of that because I think all of you and myself included would love to hear Khalil in person. We have heard him so many times in a remote manner, and we're lucky to have him in London at the minute. So it's a good opportunity to take advantage of his presence, inshallah ta'ala. And also, it is heartening to see that this topic of early marriages has not just been attended by young people, at least from what I can see in the men, but older people are here too, and they have a role to play. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَأَنْكِحُوا الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. This أَنْكِحُوا is actually an instruction and a direction to community, because it is, in the grammatically way that it has been constructed, it is an order to community. Get the people married. Not that the young people themselves are left to try to facilitate their own marriages. Rather, the community well-wishers, the parents, the older people, even those who have seen their own children married, are always on the lookout to see whether they can facilitate marriage. So marriage is actually our common responsibility in the community. That is something that we should appreciate. Even when our own children are married, the work doesn't end there. Specifically about youth and young marriages. This is something that is a uniquely Islamic concept nowadays, although historically, it's very interesting when I was researching for today's talk, historically the age of marriage was always puberty. This has been always the way of humanity. It was only in more recent times, as recently as about 200 years ago, that the age of marriage started to become older and older. Okay, the message of Islam in all facets is always one that sits well with the fitrah, and we make no apology about it. Other religions have seen it fit to blur the line in the sand that their religions have placed, and to move a line and move it forward and forward and forward, because they don't like to stick to God's word, but rather would like to accommodate everybody and anybody. And then in the end, there is no real boundary anymore. Everything is allowed. No law of God cannot be evolved and changed. Nothing is cast in stone. Not so with Islam. Islamic teachings are there and to be enforced, because they are fueled, and Muslims recognize that they are fueled by divine wisdom. This is a second important thing. A friend of mine phoned me this morning and alerted me. He must have read the papers very early. He alerted me to a piece in the Times. And in the Times supplement today, interesting enough, there was a piece about why early marriages fail. Oh dear, this is something very, very interesting. And he said, Abbas, you want to read this, so you get a heads up on why early marriages fail. And so the Times has got this pull-out supplement today, and in it they're talking about the fact that if you get married under the age of 30, statistically, the marriage is more likely to fail. Yes, under 30, statistically the marriage is. And I read the article. When you analyze the article, there are two things. First of all, it is written with an attitude which is so poor as an attitude, that it is all about the individual, no responsibility at all. If it feels good, you do it. If it doesn't feel good, it's nothing to do with you. There was no sense of sacrifice, no sense of putting your own needs on the back burner for somebody else, nothing like this at all. Of course, such marriages, whether they are done under 30 or over 30, they are going to fail. And the main point he made there was that when people are younger, they don't know their mind. They are impetuous. They make decisions quickly for the wrong reasons. But when they are older, wiser, life has dealt them a few knocks, they make decisions more wisely. And so when they make those decisions over the age of 30, they are more likely to stick together, or their marriages go on for longer. Well, the point is, after you reach 30 and older, the older you get, the less you struggle anyway. You see, so you are prepared to accept things, and you are not going to change things anyway, because it's not easy. Okay? So can you imagine if you are 50 and you have to move to a different country, you will say, "Na ayaj betaj," isn't it? So this is not an argument at all. Now, what does Islam say? Islam is very clear about young marriages. This hadith is from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, although it comes from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam, that he said, one day the Prophet climbed onto the pulpit and said to the people, "I have an important message to you which has been brought to me by Jibreel just now." But this is not a verse of Quran. This is Hadith Qudsi, which means a divine message paraphrased by the Prophet's own words, as opposed to the verse of the Quran, which is indeed Allah's words. "And Jibreel has said to me that the young maidens, the young women, they are like fruits on a tree. If they are not plucked in time, then what will happen is their beauty will be spoiled by the rays of the sun, and they will become of little worth. And then a slightest blow from the wind will cause them to topple to the ground, rotten." Now, then he said, "Similarly, O people, when girls attain maturity, they develop needs for which the only cure is marriage." Now this hadith, which is in Al-Kafi, is something to ponder about. It's something to think about. Another hadith from Al-Mustadrak Al-Wasail, again this one from Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that when a youth or a young person marries, then shaitan cries out in desperation, saying, "Alas, this particular person has protected one third of their faith. And now, through this marriage, they will be able to protect the other two third also." Now, time does not allow us to really flesh it out. I wanted to just say two or three things. First, we in the community should remove any and every obstacle in the way of our children for them to say, "This is the reason why I don't want to get married early." The youth do want to get married. Make no mistake. Today, I went to, I don't know, I've never been to chat rooms before, but I thought, let me slip into one. So I did. And I picked up some chat from Muslims, which is interesting, although very bad punctuation and very bad spelling, you know. And this boy is writing, "Assalamu alaikum. I am a 19-year-old boy, and a couple of days back, I asked my parents if I could marry. Dot, 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 and some funny smileys and things. After thinking about everything, living in the place where people do sins so freely." Listen to what he is saying. We are surrounded, our boys and girls are surrounded in the West, where at the age of 14, at the age of 14 and 15, one parent told me that the girls, that her daughter is the only single virgin in the class at the age of 14 and 15. This is something that we need to be mindful about. We cannot hide forever. And if we put our head in the sand like the ostrich, doesn't mean that the predator has gone just because we don't see the predator. You see, the ostrich puts the head in the sand because it can't see anybody anymore. It thinks it's safe. But the lion comes and bites it, isn't it? "Living in a place where people can do sins freely," that means he's watching what his classmates and friends are up to, "I thought of marriage as a boundary for me." I mean, I think he means by this as a protection. "In other words, I just want to improve myself religiously. After talking with my parents, they were quite shocked that I wanted to marry at such an early age," he's 19, "without considering the necessities of the wife after marriage and all. I mean the place to live, the food, the clothes, everything that is considered to be the responsibility of the husband. My family is like head over heels with me. I don't think that means they love him. My family is like head over heels with me now, saying that I'm making a big mistake and all. But I just wanted to improve myself in a healthy way. Any help is much needed. Now, this is an echo of what the youth are saying. Okay? The next reply is by a girl. I think she's texting, but this is very hard to read for me. But it says, have similar prob. I'm 18-year-old girl, and not that I have boyfriend or anything, but I seem to get depressed that I don't have anyone because I feel I really do need that person. And my parents want me to study. So I pray to Allah that He guides me to a pious man when I am ready, and until then to keep me chaste and modest and help me to lower my gaze. P.S. For a good Islamic answer, maybe you can ask this Q, I think his question, at your mosque, and inshallah you will get your answer from the Sheikh. That's not me. Now look at this. This is only a tip of the iceberg. What I want to say, and I'm glad that we have got, you know, older people here, parents here, that let us not imagine or let us not forget so quickly our own times. Our youth today are going through these times. And when they come, the answer is not, Papa, you have to study. You have to find enough, a good job. You have to stand on your own 2 feet. Well, part of what you have been working all this time is so that you facilitate or so that you are there to stand for your children at this time when they need you. Because if you don't, the alternate is haram. You will not stop these things from taking their natural course. If you imagine that you will keep a boy unmarried till 26 and he will remain chaste and pious, we are kidding ourselves. We will put the greatest tension on his piety, on his need to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, my time is up really, but I just want to say 2 or 3 things then. Advantages of marriage, early marriage. First of all, it is a halal, it is a prescribed way in which the physical needs of the youth can be encountered, can be met. And there is no reason why parents who save up for putting their kids through high school, parents who save up for other things to provide to their kids, I mean, we are in the UK, so we don't know, but there are places where parents save up so they can give medical cover, dental cover to their kids. Why can't parents also keep one eye on the fact? I mean, parents save up, more importantly, for schooling of their kids in the States and in Canada. For school, for high school and university, they save. Otherwise, their kids don't go to college. Why can we not save in the same way so that my child can get married at the right age, at the age when he is ready, and at the age which is prescribed? The advantage of early marriage is it follows to the letter the prescription of Sharia. And remember, brothers and sisters, this is something that you will agree, I'm sure, or if you don't agree, you will find out the truth of this. If you base your decisions on Sharia, you will not go wrong in the long run, ever. It is only when you choose to have your own wisdom that you will see the mistake of that at one point in your life. And getting married early is actually helpful, because when you get married, when you're a lot older, you're very set in your ways. You have your way. This other person has to come. You are more inflexible. The ability to live together becomes a bit harder because people have become set in what they like to do. When you're young, it is easier to mold into each other, to accept each other, to grow together, to study together, and so many other things. And inshallah wa ta'ala, if opportunity arises, we can revisit this again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq in our community here and all our communities to take this matter of early marriage seriously. It is something our youth, whether they tell you, whether they go and break the mati or they don't break the mati, they want to get married. Why don't we become a bit more proactive about it? Inshallah, Allah will give us the tawfiq for this and bring smiles to the faces of all these young men sitting here, and I'm sure the ladies too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.